The Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Mem Vav quotes the pasuk of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. The Gemara raises the question: what exactly does that mean? Bracha b'yom and not b'layla. V'chi b'yom levarachin oso, v'layla ein levarachin oso. But rather, it means that b'chol yom v'yom tein lo me'ein berchosav shel yom. That when a person recites a bracha on a given day, that should reflect the nature, the essence, the kedusha of that particular day. Rashi writes that means shel Shabbos b'Shabbos, shel Yontif b'Yontif. The girsa we have in Rashi is shel chol b'chol. Interesting. The Rashash points out he doesn't think that is really the authentic girsa of Rashi. If you look in the Meiri writes shel chodesh b'chodesh. Rashash suggests that is the pshat in Rashi. It means on a day that has unique character, it's necessary to emphasize that in terms of one drach, in terms of the chiyuv of tefillah, and therefore the need to include the me'ein hama'ora. On Shabbos, acknowledge that it's Shabbos, Yantiv, and even when it comes to Rosh Chodesh as well, the need to recite Yalla V'Yavam. One could raise a very fundamental question, and that really is this notion that Main Berchos of Shalyom, the need, for example, in Shmon Esrei, to include the Main Hama'ora, maybe even the need in Birchas HaMazon to do the same. To what extent is this simply a secondary, an ancillary Chiyuv Azkara? Yes, a kiyum, a Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Or perhaps one could go as far and argue that no, it's much, much more than that. Imagine if a person goes ahead and davens from his siddur and he sees that chiser brachachas, a page was missing. And you know, there are brachos that I did not recite. A person, of course, is obligated to daven again. He wasn't yotzei the chiyuv of tefillah. Could one possibly argue that this is true even in this context as well? That din of Baruch Hashem Yom is so inherent, built into, that if I fail to do so, I'm not just simply failing to fulfill this secondary kiyum, but maybe it's considered to be part of Chefetz Shel Tefillah, maybe Ad Kedei Kach, that one could maybe argue that you're not Yotzi the Chiyuv at all, maybe even as a parallel. A person, for example, would bench and leave out the Main Amora. Is there anything lacking in the Chiyuv of Birchas HaMazon? Or would I argue that no, that the Birchas HaMazon is intact, but you know there's, in addition to, a Baruch Hashem Yom Yom that requires that the bracha has to include, and that would require at times that one has to daven again or bench again, simply in order to accommodate this secondary chiyuv. Tosus raises a fascinating din in Brachos and Daf Chafav Madmeis. Would we think about insisting that a person daven again when he's not going to be making up that which he missed? That's the question that Tosus raises. Why exactly is it in Brachos and Daf Chavav Medbeis, Tosus discusses a very different case of the Gemara. A person, for example, did not daven mincha on Shabbos. So that's sugya. Brachos Chavav is a sugya of Tashlumin. He's obligated to go ahead and to daven an additional tefillah. So a person has to go ahead and daven Mariv, and then that has to be followed by Tashlume Mincha. So a person realizes that, you know, I made a mistake, I forgot to daven Mincha on Shabbos, I'm chayiv in Tashlume. What exactly is the sequence of the Tefillah Schova and the Tefillah Tashlumin? So we know that the Tefillah Schova comes first, the Tefillah Tashlumin follows. This person makes a mistake. This person thinks, you know what? Let me make up the prior tefillah first. Let me make up mincha, and then I'll go on and daven mariv. So in his first tefillah, his mindset is tashlumei mincha, followed by the next tefillah. Ooh, that's considered to be tefillah arvis. How do we know that that was his mindset? You know what? I really didn't have a discussion with him. I didn't ask him. You know, but I eavesdropped. I overheard. No, and guess what? That in his first Shmon Esrei, he didn't say atachan antanu. In his second Shmon Esrei, he said, Atachan Antanu. You know, I get it. I see why he's doing that. Because he thinks the first is Tashlumei Mincha. There's no Atachan Antanu. And the second is Tefillas Arvis. So it's interesting. Atachan Antanu was not Li'ikuva. But if he would omit it in the first and he would say it in the second, that's an indicator that, you know what, that this guy was really, really confused. He thought that first you go ahead and make up mincha, and then you go ahead and daven the tefillas chalva. And you know what, that Poshuv Shan Gemara, the Rif, that is Le'ikuvah. The flip of the sequence of a Tfilas Tashlum and a Tfilas Chova, that is considered to be Le'ikuvah. So guess what? A person is going to have to daven again. He's going to have to daven a third Shmoneh Esrei. He davened Shmoneh Esrei 1 without a Tachan Antana. 2, a Tachan Antana. He has to daven a new Shmoneh Esrei. Is he going to repeat a Tachan Antana in that new Shmoneh Esrei? Obviously not. He said a Tachan Antana in Shmoneh Esrei 2. He's going to say it again in Shmoneh Esrei 3? Obviously not. Oh, Satosis writes, that looks really unusual. He's davening Shmoneh Esrei 3, which is a Shmoneh Esrei without a Tachan Antana, because he davened Shmoneh Esrei 1, which is a Shmoneh Esrei without a Tachan Antana. So that's a very unusual example, Tosus writes, of the need to repeat a Shmoneh Esrei, where you're not saying anything different at all. You know, if I, on Shabbos, daven a Tefillah Schol, I have to daven again because I have to daven a Tefillah Shabbos. But imagine here, you're telling a person, say the exact same words once again. So that's an interesting chiddush. So Tosus says that, you know what, it seems as you're obligated to daven again, and we don't just simply assume that, you know what, that lo yarviach klum. Lo yarviach klum. You're not adding anything, you're not gaining anything, but nonetheless, you know, poshup shat, one is obligated to go ahead and to do so. That's a pretty stunning chiddush, because the mistake the person made. You know, I would tell you, maybe that person's mistake was a real mistake, no? Let's assume the person's thinking was right, which it's not. That if you miss mincha, first make up mincha, and then daven ma'ariv. Wrong. Okay? But that's what he was thinking. Okay. Even granting his false premise, when would you say a tachan antana? When would you say a tachan antana? Is it still so obvious that you would say a tachan antana in the second Shmoneh Esrei, not the first? Maybe not, no? Let me ask you the following. A person doesn't daven ma'ariv on Motzei Shabbos. He's chayv in tashlumin, no? So he knows the halacha. The first is shachris, and the second is tashlumei ma'ariv. When would he say a tachan antana? But let's make the case simple, no? Because otherwise, ooh, I'm bugging up wrong. He didn't make havdalah either. No? So he didn't make havdalah lakos. So he didn't daven ma'ariv. He wasn't Mavdal HaKos, right? He took a nap Shabbos afternoon and he woke up Sunday morning. So no Havdal HaKos, no davening, nothing. He has to daven Shachris, then Tashlomi Mariv. Is it so obvious that Tachan Antana will be in the second Shmoneh Esrei? Yeah, that's Mariv. That's not so simple. No, it's Machlokas, Reb Chaim, Mishneh Berurah, Rav Kveger, Prima Gadin. Is it really so true, that Tachan Antana is Nidin Arvis? You know what I would tell you? You know when you have to say a Tachan Antana? In the first Tefillah Schol. In the first Tefillah Schol. That's when you say a Tachan Antana. You know, I'd like to think the first Tefillah Schol is Ma'ariv. But in an unusual case where that's not true, a guy didn't daven Ma'ariv. The first Tefillah Schol is Shachris. No, I'll tell you like Yerushalmi. No? You know what, on Shabbos you're not supposed to ask for bakashas. No? So you're about to begin bakashos. Don't you have to be mavda ben kodesh l'chol? You know, what's the placement of a tachan antana? Maybe one could argue it's exquisite. It's razor sharp, no? Because the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei is not bakasha. And the first line of the first bracha, atachonin, is not a bakasha. The first bakasha in Shmoneh Esrei is chanina meitcha. So guess what? Before chanina meitcha, you better be mavda ben kodesh l'chol. It so happens, that's exactly the placement of a tachan antana, right before the first bakasha. So I will tell you, it's very mistaber. That's the chiddush of Reb Chaim, that a tachan antana is not midin arvis. A tachan antana is in the first tefillah schol. So therefore, if a person didn't daven ma'ariv, a tachan antana is in shachris. It's not in tashlumei arvis. And I would tell you that even if this mistake of the person, okay, we'll grant his mistake, the first Shmoneh Esrei is Tashlumei Mincha, but the Tashlumei Mincha is a Tfilas Chol that he's davening. No, he should have said a Tachan Antana in the first Shmoneh Esrei. It was a double mistake. No, it was a mistake in the Seder,
of Tashlumin and the Tefillas Kol, and maybe according to Rav Chaim was a mistake in the nature of a Tachanun Tanu. What do you mean, the first Tefillas Kol? That requires the case of a Tachanun Tanu. Oh, but Tosu says you see something unusual from this case, and that is that maybe sometimes you're called upon to repeat, even though you're not adding anything more. You're saying the same words. And Tosu's questions, is that so obvious? Is that so obviously true? That you're obligated to be chozer betfila if indeed lo yarviach klum. Oh, and Tosus writes, I'll give you another example. It's a chiddush of Tosus because he thinks the cases are Hava Hatalia, but Tosus says, the Rosh Chodesh case. The Rosh Chodesh case. A person, for example, davens mincha on Rosh Chodesh. Let's assume for simplicity, for the time being, it's a one day Rosh Chodesh. Or a person tomorrow, right, davens mincha and forgets to say Yalav Yavah. And he doesn't realize his mistake until tonight, where it is no longer Rosh Chodesh. So if it's no longer Rosh Chodesh, what are you going to do? You're going to say Yalav Yavah, it's no longer Rosh Chodesh. So if I say you have to daven again, what does davening again mean? It means the Shmoneh Esrei without Yalav Yavah. Well, that's exactly what a person did. A Shmoneh Esrei without Yalav Yavah. So do you require a person to daven again when he's going to say the exact same words? He's not adding anything to Shmoneh Esrei. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos, the Lo Yarviach Klum. Lo Yarviach Klum. No, in that case, don't bother davening again. You're not going to make up that which you missed. And Tosfos writes that this psak would be against the Rif HaTachanun Tanu, where the Rif writes, Shmoneh Esrei 3, even though that's what you said in Shmoneh Esrei 1. Oh, so Tosfos writes, maybe those two cases are indeed Hava HaTalia. Wow, the Chiddush of Tosfos Ashit. Wow. You know, it does seem from Tosfos the following, and maybe this is not so obvious, but it does seem from Tosfos, let's say a person would daven mincha today, and he would forget to say Alav Yavah. And he wouldn't realize his mistake until tonight. Tonight. Well, daven again, because tonight you can make up the Yalav Yavah that you missed. That's the Chiddush of Berheitev, Siman Kuf Ches. That if you're dealing with the Tudor Rosh Chodesh, and you're going to be able to make up the Yalav Yavah that you missed, why wouldn't you make up the Yalav Yavah that you missed? The whole Diyun HaTosfos is that it's no longer Rosh Chodesh, Liyav Yaklum. But if a person indeed is going to be Marviach, of course he's going to be Marviach. The Yalav Yavah that he's missed, he has an opportunity to be able to make up. So the Berheitev writes in Kuf Ches that, you know what, then certainly you go ahead and daven again. It's an important Chiddush. And the Berheitev writes, of course, let's say a person didn't daven mincha. So, of course he's going to daven tonight. And of course he's going to include Yalav Yavah, because it's still considered to be Rosh Chodesh. Berheitev adds one line. He writes, that obvious point, you know, that if I didn't daven mincha at all today, and I'm davening tonight, Tfilas Tashlumin, I have to say Yalav Yavah, that's clear. Oh, so he writes the following, and with this in mind, you can answer Tosfos' question. What's that? Tosfos is bothered by the following. Last night, a person forgot to say Alav Yavah. Does he have to repeat? Does he not have to repeat? He'll tell me, no, Gemar Mefureshes, Brachos Aflamon Mebeis. That what do you mean? That the Azkar of Yalav Yavah was patterned after Kiddush HaKadosh. And Kiddush HaKadosh is only Bayom. Kiddush HaKadosh is not Balayla. In Mekanshinus HaKadosh Balayla. So therefore, if you fail to recite Yalav Yavah with night, you're not closing. Ooh, in 2 days in Tosfos, Brachos Daf Lamed Amud Beis, that what happens if you forget Yalav Yavah tonight? Because if the only reason you have chozer is because, what do you mean, Kiddush HaChodesh is Bayom? What does it mean, Kiddush HaChodesh is Bayom? Bezdin convenes their Mekadesh LaChodesh, and Yeshiva's Bezdin is Bayom and not Balayla. That's true if it's a chaser. If it's a Tudei Rosh Chodesh, really, right? We assume a Tudei Rosh Chodesh, Bezdin will sit back and do nothing? Kfar Kidshu Shamayim, that there isn't a Kfiyas Bez in this Mekadesh L'Kodesh. Oh, so Tosos indeed has 2 days. Whether tonight, if you forget Yalav Yavo, are you obligated to be Chose? And Tosos just ends, Ein Sfer L'Chalik. Even tonight you're not Chose. The rest of the Mechaz Vadu, Ein Sfer L'Chalik. L'Chor Sfer Gadol L'Chalik, no? Ein Sfer L'Chalik. It's all based on Yeshiva's Bezdin, which applies in a Chaser, doesn't apply in a Malay. Why does Tosos say, as we paskin, that don't be Choser at all? So Tosos is Kasha, Brachas Chavav and Aleph, is as follows. What do you need all this for? What do you need the whole Kiddush HaChodesh Diyun? And all the 2 days in Tosos, 1 day, 2 days. Isn't it obvious that if you forget Yalav Yavo in Mariv, you don't have to be Choser because Tefillah service is Rishus? The service is Rishus. That's Tosos' discussion. Why do you have to write such a technical reason that it's because of Kiddush HaChodesh? And now we can go a step further and debate whether that applies only to day one or even to day two. Isn't there a much, much more basic reason that Tefillah service is Rishus? So therefore, I must repeat. What do you mean must repeat? Tefillah service is only considered to be Rishus. And that's where Tosos answers, Brachas Chafav Med Aleph, that Rishus does not mean optional. Rishus does not always mean take it or leave it. Sometimes when the Gemara contrasts two different chiyuvim, and it wants to demonstrate that A is more chamor and B is more kal, it will call the former a chova and the latter a Rishus. It means, relatively speaking, it pales compared to, but it doesn't mean an absolute dvar Rishus. Rashi writes, and Beis Adaf, Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis. It's clear from the Mishnayos. Mishnayos, in contrasting different mitzvahs, will call a mitzvah kala a Rishus, even though it's mamish, a mitzvah daraisa. So Rashi writes, realize the Rishus means legabe mitzvah acheres. Legabe mitzvah acheres. That's what Tosos says when it comes to Arvis. Oh, so the Behetiv writes, you know that Kashya Tosos? That what do you need the Kiddush HaChodesh reason? That Kiddush HaChodesh is only B'yom Nat Balayla. You don't need that to the service as Rishus. What does that mean? That Behetiv in Siman Kuf Ches. I'll tell you what it means. Now, Behetiv writes the following. Let's assume, for example, a person didn't have a mincha. So, he realizes that his mistake. He has to daven tashlumin. Tashlumi mincha. What happens if you forget Yalav Yavo and tashlumi mincha? Person davens mincha today, forgets Yalav Yavo, davens tonight, or a person didn't daven mincha today, okay? Tashlumin tonight, forgets Yalav Yavo. Does he have to be chosen? So that's such a lumdus, the Berahitiv. No, it really depends why. If you're going to tell me that the only reason I'm choser is because to the service is Rishus, now, this is not found in the Gemara, but this is the assumption of the Berahitiv, to the service is Rishus. What about Tashlumi Mincha? Is Tashlumi Mincha Rishus or is Tashlumi Mincha Chol? You know, on the one hand, you're making up mincha. And mincha is a chova. So the makeup test is a chova, no? But on the other hand, there's no such thing as a tefillah chova balayla. There is no tefillah chova balayla. The avod is bayom, the avod is not balayla. Or to phrase it differently, can the tefillah tashlumin, which is secondary, or like that riff, the order is critical, first things first, can the ikur tefillah be rishus and the tefillah tashlumin is Achova? Does that really work? That's not mufurish in the Gemara. Whether tashlumei mincha is considered to be a chova rishus. I could argue, you know what, tashlumei shachris is a chova. Shachris is a chova. Mincha is a chova. So tashlumei shachris is a chova. What about tashlumei mincha? That would be a little bit ironic. Now, the first Shmoneh Esrei, the ikar tefila is a rishus, and the expanded tefila is considered to be that which is a chova. Or maybe, of course, because you're making up mincha. Who cares about Mariv? You're making up mincha.
Ooh, huge deal in Knesset Gedolah, Magen Avram.
I didn't daven Maariv,
and tomorrow morning I'm davening a second Shemoneh Esrei,
and I forget Yalla Viyav on the second Shemoneh Esrei. Is that Dino Kashaf or is it Dino Kamariv?
Like, if it's Dino Kamariv, Yalavev is not Leikuva, no? But if it's Dino Kashafris, it's a Dino Magen Avram and Kupchais. That no? You forget Yalavev and Tashlume Arvis. It's a makeup for Mariv. In Mariv, it's not Leikuva. So if I didn't dave Mariv and I daven Tashlume and I forget Yalavev, it's more Chomer than Mariv? Maybe yes, because now it's Shafris. And the only reason you're not chozer at night is because Kiddush HaChodesh is b'yom na'pa Laila. It's yom, it's not Laila. Oh, diyum, Knesset Gedolah, Magen Avraham. Not so simple. So what was that ha'ara of the Verheitev? Pretty fascinating. Mariv is Rishus, but Tashlumei Mincha is a chov. So what happens if I didn't dave Mincha? And tonight I daven Mariv and I forget Yalla Viyav on my second Shemoneh Esrei. Well, if the only reason that you're not chozer is because Tefillas Arvis is Rishus, this is not Rishus. Tashlumei Mincha, Verheitev Reitz is a Chova. It's a Chova. But if you're going to argue, forget about Rishus and Chova. The reason you're not chozer at night is because Ein Mitkanshin Es HaChodesh Balayla. And there's never Chazar of Yalla of Yavo Balayla. Oh, that the Verheitev writes would apply even to Tashlumei Mincha. And that's the psak of the Verheitev. That if you don't daven Mincha, and you daven tonight, and you forget Yalla of Yavo, you're not Chozer, not because of Rishus. That tefillah is considered to be tefillah aschova. But. In Mekashin es HaChodesh. Balayla. That's his chiddush. It was zeh yeturas kushyas tos prafos kapavno. No, fascinating chiddush. Is that so obvious that Mariv is rishus but tashlumei mincha is achova? I'll tell you nafka mina. The Gemara in Shabbos Chof Dalet talks about the bracha me'ein sheva. The bracha me'ein sheva. You know, like an unbelievable, like, schus, you know, that we have like a chazar as a shabbos, right? The no shabbos in Mariv. The bracha mein sheva. Okay. Why exactly is that true? It's not sugi, shabbos, tafchav dalad mabeis. You know that there were people that came late to shul. You know? Today's minhag is the people who come latest are the first ones out. No? That wasn't true in the time of the Gemara? No? Unfortunately, something happened. Mamash Nonis, you came a little bit late. You were the last one out. The last one out. No? But, I don't know. Today we do a mosim, no? The last one in can be the first one out because he can have an everything in just, you know, in a few minutes. Okay. But shouldn't be that. So a guy's going to come late. He's going to be in shul by himself. You know, that's not healthy, no? That's not good, no? Mazikim, he's going to be walking home alone. So Chazal were very, very concerned about that. Maybe I would have said, Hali Taylor Rosh Hashanah, no? He came late, let him walk home by himself. No, he'll learn his lesson next time, no? If he survives, no? He'll learn his lesson. But no, we have to protect. We have to protect this person, no? Okay, so, you know how we protect this person? Like, unbelievable, no? We have a whole Chazar HaSashatz. What is the role of the Chazar HaSashatz? You know, Rashi in Brachos Chof Dalet, but there's a gon in Reis Samaches against this Rashi. Boshab Shat, it's as follows. You know what? Rashi writes, we're going to buy time. We're going to make the tefillah longer. We're going to drag out the davening a little bit. Schlep, no? So by the time the tefillah's over, he'll have an opportunity to. So how do we like schlep the davening? So we'll have like a chazar sashas. In the meantime, we'll be able to catch up and everybody will leave the shul together. That's how Rashi understands. You know, maybe according to Rashi, there could have been other solutions also. You know, that we could have introduced tillin. No, that wouldn't work. Because who says tillin after davening? No, like
a handful of people, no? Like everybody's, you know, like everybody's out, no? It's all, it wasn't gonna work, no? Announcements, probably also wouldn't do the trick, no? So we have to introduce the Chazaras Hashems, no? Because that, at least in earlier times, people stood, they stand, they're good. Now, so, okay, that's what they did. But according to Rashi, Lachor didn't have to be a Chazar. You know what the Gon writes? You know what the Gon writes? In Reish Samaches. You know what the solution was? That the latecomer, instead of davening, he's going to be yotzi with the bracha achas minsha. Not that we're just buying time to give him time to daven, but instead of davening, he's going to be yotzi with the chazar sashatz. Wow. So if I were to ask the Gaon, wouldn't announcements do it, or wouldn't tilim do it? You know, the answer is, of course not. It had to be a tefilas hatzivah. Because you're being yotze with it. I would tell you that's a Gon l'shitase, because the Gon is quoted in Ma'aser Rav that this is a real chazaras hashatz, and only the chazan should say this. That was the minhag agra, not like we do, right? That the tzibra says magravas, the minhag agra was only the chazan. Yeah, this is mamish, a chazaras hashatz instituted for these particular cases. Wow. Interesting machlokas, Rashi and the Gon. You know, it is found in the Torah, Mefurish in Torah, Reish Samaches, that if necessary, a person can be yotzei their chiv of Shmoneh Esrei and El Shabbos through the chazan's bracha main shem. That's what the Torah. So I'll just ask you a simple question. Is that obvious or is that a chiddush? Is that obvious or is that a chiddush? Oh, so play the following. According to the Gaon, it's obvious, no? That's why it was established. You're telling me you can be yotze. Of course you can be yotze. If you couldn't be yotze, they wouldn't have established it, no? According to Rashi, I would just say, it could be, but it's a chiddush. Because according to Rashi, the fact that we have a takana, a bracha achas mein sheva, is not necessarily a raya that you could be yotze, because that wasn't what happened with the takana. We were yotze. It was just a matter of buying time to allow the person to daven himself. So Rashi could also agree, but I wouldn't say, of course, it's obvious, it's muchach, it's self-evident. Maybe not. Maybe one could argue that we instituted this to prolong the tefillah, but who says yotze could be yotze? But according to the Gaon, it's obvious that yotze could be yotze. So we assume in Reish Samaches that yotze could indeed be yotze. Let's say you don't know how to daven, you can be yotze with the chazan's Magen Avos. A person is toa b'tefillah, or let's assume you could be yotze with the chazan's Magen Avos. Okay. So, the Beis Yosef, there in Reish Samaches. You ready? Beis Yosef says, why is that so obvious? Why is it so obvious that if I'm obligated to daven seven brachos, I can be yotze with a single bracha? Why is that so obvious? Let's say a person has a whole suda and he's obligated to bench. And instead of benching, he makes an al-mechia. He's obligated in many brachas. And he ends up saying one bracha. Is it like obvious that that's okay? Is it so obvious that that's okay? Rabbi Kveger, is the following deal, it's yotzi midaraisa. What's the deal? Well, poshup shat, whether you need one bracha or three brachas, poshup shat, not like, let's say, shitas tosos, poshup shat, the minyan habrachas is only drabanan, no? So when the Torah says you have to bench, it really means three brachos. It means to recite a bracha with these themes. So can you be yotzei midaraisa birchas hamazon with an ala mechia? Interesting deal, no? You know, one of the requirements, no brachos, daf memches, so benching is bris and Torah. That's pretty fascinating, no? Benching obviously has bris and Torah. There's no bris and Torah in ala mechia. Is bris and Torah din d'araisa or din d'rabana? The need to mention bris and Torah, benching. Is that a din d'araisa or is that din d'rabana? It seems from Tosus brachos daf chav, that's a din d'araisa. And it's mafurish in the Ritvan, Hilchos Brachos, Paragvav. That's only a din d'rabanan. Very fascinating machlokes. The need for bris in Torah in benching, a din d'araisa, a din d'rabanan.
Why is that so relevant? Because if bris and Torah is only a din d'rabbanan, maybe that could mean that you can be yotzei birchas hamazon midaraisa with an alamichya. And if you think, oh, how often does that happen? Maybe it happens all the time. Because there's so many cases, kusamachas, now where, you know, is this really pas or is this not pas? Is this birchas hamazon or is this just alamichya? So I'll throw out a pretty heavy issue. Is that a suffix daraisa or is that a suffix drabana? If you can be yotzei midaraisa benshin with an alamichya, that reduces a suffix birchas hamazon, suffix alamichya to a sveika drabana lekula. If you're going to argue it's not true, you're not yotzei at all, then that would be a sveika daraisa. Lechumra. Oh, that's a din Rabbi Kveger. Rabbi Kveger is din like midaraisa, can you be yotzei? But let's assume midarabana. Let's assume midrabanan. Now, poshup shah, interesting shah. Midrabanan, can you be yotzei? If you have to daven a whole series of brachos, and all you're davening is one bracha, who says you're yotzei? So the Beis Yosef is bothered by that. Why is it so obvious that you can be yotzei the chiyuv of mariv, of seven brachos, with one bracha, bracha achas, with magen avos? Why is it so obvious that that's good? And according to the Gaon, it's obvious that was the whole takana. And according to Rashi, could very well be true, as the Torah writes. Why is that the case? So you know what the Beis Yosef's teretz is? Pretty unbelievable. That's only because Tefillas Arvis is Rishus. If Tefillas Arvis will be a Tefillas Kol, you're obligated to daven mam of seven brachos. How can you get out of one? But if tefillah service is only reshus, oh, so then you can be yotzei. That's what the Beis Yosef writes. Oh, add that to the list of nafkaminas between tefillah service reshus and arvis chova. Because Beis Yosef writes, we assume tefillah service mikra din is reshus, and since mikra din is a reshus, so therefore you can be yotzei with the bracha achas min shem. Interesting, no? So, prima gadin, like in one line, no? Elsewhere. Kuf chavav. Nishbisel zav, kuf chavav. Raises a fascinating issue. You ready? Like, whoa. A guy didn't daven mincha on Erev Shabbos. And he's chayiv in Tashlumei Mincha. So I have a great Eitzah. I'm going to daven Mariv, and I'm going to be Yotzei Tashlumei Mincha with Magen Avos. Is that okay? So guess what? The Prima Gadim assumes like the Verheitiv. That's not okay. Because Mariv is Rishus, but Tashlumei Mincha is a Chov. Tashlumei Mincha is a Chov. Ooh, that would be nafkamina, no? If Tashlumei Mincha is a Tefillas Chov, the only reason to be yotzei with a single bracha is because Tefillas Arvis is Rishus. So yes, Reish Samaches, you can be yotzei Tefillas Arvis with the bracha achas min sheva, but you can't be yotzei Tashlumei Mincha. Ah, pretty heavy nafkamina, no? You know this is against the Rishash, because the Rishash and Brachos Chavav writes that how can it be that the makeup balayla is more chomer than the ikar tefillah balayla? And therefore the Rishash writes that Tashlumei Mincha is only a Rishus. Tashlumei Shachris can be a Chova. But Tashlumei Mincha is not more chomer than Arvis. And therefore the Rishash and Shita both are considered to be a Rishus. According to Rishash, so this could in principle be an option. To be Yotzei, the Shmon Esri with the bracha achas min sheva. Oh, because it's considered to be a tefillas reshus. That's a pretty chiddush, that dion and tosus. You know who disagrees with that svara of tosus, of lo yarvi al klum? You forgot yalav yavav. If it's no longer Rosh Chodesh, don't make it up the Rosh. The Rosh there, brachos, chavav, dalet beis.
The Rosh writes that, is that so obvious? Lo yarvi al klum. The Rosh quotes the Chochmei Provence that, what do you mean? That if you forget Yalav Yavo, it's like chiser bracha achas. There's something missing. Your Shmon Esrei isn't there. The Shmon Esrei is not complete. And you're chayiv and tashlumin because you weren't Yotzei Tefillah, regardless of whether you're going to make up that which was missed. And therefore, the chiddush of the Rosh that you forget Yalav Yavo at Mincha, even if tonight is no longer Rosh Chodesh, you're still obligated to daven again. Wow. It's a fundamental machlokas, Tosas in the Rosh. You know what the Mechaber writes in Kufches? In such a case, you should be mispal al-daita din adava. A person davens mincha, the last day of Rosh Chodesh, forgets Yavo V'Yavo, remembers tonight, the Rosh says you have to daven again to make up tefillah. Tosas says lo yavi ha-klum. The Mechaber writes that one should have in mind that tefillas nadava, according to Tosas Ushita. Mishabru writes, it's a cut in Lamed Vav, Paltayin Afkamina. What would happen if, this happened on Erev Shabbos and Shabbos? Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, and he forgot Yalav Yavo, remembers now on Shabbos when it's no longer Rosh Chodesh. So what, Mechaber adaited in Nadava? The Rambam, the Gaonim, you can't daven a Tfilas Nadava on Shabbos. You only daven a Tfilas Nadava when you have a Karban Nadava. Oh, some Mishabur writes under those cases. So therefore, rely on the Shita of Tosis that Lo Yarvei Oklum, and don't daven again. An interesting Chiddush. But the Brehetiv, this is only on the last day of Rosh Chodesh, or one day of Rosh Chodesh. Today, you go ahead and you forget Yalav Yavo, so of course daven again tonight, because you're making up the Yalav Yavo. Wow. Is that also so obvious? That if it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh, and you're going to make up that which you missed, so we're good. Is there any reason one should argue that's not true? So this is like the known Chiddush of the Binyan Ariel. That even if, mamish today, you daven mincha, you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, you realized your mistake tonight, and you can make up the Yalav Yavo. No, don't daven again and make up the Yalav Yavo. Well, why not? The Binyan Ariel writes the following Kiddush. This is also a significant issue. You know, we observe 2 days of Yontif. Really, like Midaraisa, Yontif is 2? Of course not. A single day. You know, but the answer is, what do you mean? A sveika dioma. It's not 2 days of. It's either one or the other. No. In the Gemara, Masechta Spetz, Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet, Daf Hei, Daf Yezayin. No. That there's so many kulas that apply to Shtem Tom Shogolias. Mamish, play one day against the next. No. I forgot to lay my area of Tavshilin. And Yantif is Thursday and Friday. I forgot to do it on Wednesday. So do it on Thursday. If Thursday is Yantif, tomorrow is Chol, I don't need Erev Tavshilin. And if Friday is Yantif, Thursday is Erev Yantif, I'll make my Erev Tavshilin now. No? So you can play one day of Yantif against the next. You can be Masneh. Wow, because it's not 2 days, either or. Yeah, you're right. Let's see, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Midrabanan, we treat it as Yom Rechtadamia. You can't be Masneh, but Shneim Tomer Shel Golios. Play one day of Yontif against the next. Let me ask you the following. Does 2 days of Rosh Chodesh have anything at all to do with the Sveika Diyum? Rosh Chodesh is really one day. But you know what? Today, what's happening? We don't know what's happening, you know? Today potentially is. Today is day 30. Guess what? If Aiden will come, and they'll say, you know, you saw them all Lavana, and Bezin will declare Mekudash. Guess what? 30 is going to become one. And if not, then not. So guess what? You know, we're not sure. Edom come, Gevaldik, today. Edom don't come. You know what? It turns out tomorrow. Tomorrow, not today. Is that so obvious that the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh is really a sveika d'ilma? Edom may, and we really don't know as of yet. And if Edom come, there's Rosh Chodesh. And if Edom didn't come, okay, tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. But sitting here today, we're really, really uncertain. Such a chiddush of Binyan Ariyo. I see you look in the Rambam, but the Rambam does not say this, that the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh have an element of a sveika d'ilma. It's not both, it's like either or. It's either a 29-day month or a 30-day month, and the next day is the Rosh Chodesh. When is that next day? We're going to find out. But right now there's an element of suffix, no? That's really interesting, no? So if that really is true, that it's either or, the Bina Ra'at's a Chiddush, we don't pass the Chiddush, no? That, does it really make sense? If I didn't say Yalav Yavo today, I'm going to make it up tomorrow. Today, right, I forgot to say Yalav Yavo. That's a problem. No problem, because tomorrow's also Rosh Chodesh. So tonight I'm going to say Yalav Yavo. So I'm going to make up the Yalav Yavo tomorrow, meaning tonight, but I missed today. Yeah. Could I argue, Miman of Shach, you're not making it. If tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh, then there was no need to say Yalav Yavo today. And if today is Rosh Chodesh, you shouldn't be saying Yalav Yavo tomorrow. So even though, right, Misafeh, Chazal or Misafeh, that we're going to observe 2 days, like we observe 2 days Yantiv, and therefore it's going to be Yantiv Shmoneseh for 2 days, but if there's an element of Safek, which is deep built in, is it so obvious that I can make up on the next day what I missed on this day? Yeah, that's a very interesting Chiddush, no? So that's the Bina Ariel writes. He thinks, if you forget Yalav Yavo today, don't make it up tonight, because that's not a makeup. Wow. Not only because of Lo Yarvi Aklum, even if you can recite the words. Yeah, but how is that rectifying the fact that he didn't do it? That's interesting Chiddush. But is that really true? We look in the Rambam, the Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam does not describe the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh as being mamish sveika d'yoma. Sveika d'yoma. The Rambam gives you like a whole biur why today really is Rosh Chodesh. Based on the Mola, today really is Rosh Chodesh. Even if it's a 2 day Rosh Chodesh. And tomorrow in the calendar we're going to say is day one, but day 30 is the Yom HaIbur, which is Rosh Chodesh. Day 30 is always Rosh Chodesh. Day 30 is always Rosh Chodesh. And if, guess what, that it's a Malay, day one also is a day of Rosh Chodesh. It's not either or, kind of that, but Nisafek, we're uncertain as to what indeed it is. And it's a fascinating deal, right in the Rambam. This Svar of Lo Yarvi Aklum, right, we apply to various aspects of Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh, Tosfos. In the beginning of the Chiddushi Agracha Lashas, Rav Chaim discussed the following issue. Let's assume it's Friday afternoon, and you're davening Mincha, and you made a mistake in Berachas Hashanim, and you said the same bracha instead of a Saint Talamata, but this was Friday afternoon, and I only realized my mistake tonight, but which is Shabbos. So I'm going to daven again, and a Tefillah Shabbos, where there is no Berachas Hashanim. I'm not going to make up the Saint Talamata that you missed. So what would you do in such an instance? See, Reb Chaim writes a Chiddush. Maybe when it comes to Yalav Yavo, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, one could argue that's a separate Chiyuv Azkara, but not true when it comes to the Saint Talamata. The Saint Talamata is considered to be part of the fabric
part of the Chefze Shel Bracha Birchas Hashanim, and therefore everyone would agree that you're not Yotzei. You're not Yotzei Tefillah. And everyone would agree you have to daven again on Shabbos. You wouldn't say Lo Yarvi Aklum. Lo Yarvi Aklum means, yes, the Shmonesri was intact, but you're missing a Chiyuv Askara. If you're not going to make up that Askara, why bother? Why bother? Wow. Ritzipe Sefrank, in the Hearts for Yisiminun Dalet, writes, maybe one could suggest quite the opposite. Quite the opposite. Let's assume, for example, right, the person in Berchas Hashanim said the same bracha, and he should have said the same Talmud Atar. Big problem. But you know what? All is not lost. I can salvage the same Talmud Atar in Shema Kalim. The fact that I can do so, doesn't that indicate that it's not part of the Chefze Shel Bracha, but rather it's an Azkara? And it doesn't necessarily be only in Birchas Hashanim. Ideally, that's the most appropriate place. But you can make that up afterwards. If you can make it up afterwards, isn't that an indicator that the bracha is intact? It's just that it's a chiyuv askara. In which case, if you're not going to maskir because the night of Shabbos, maybe then one would certainly not have any on Shabbos. But if fundamental machlokes or kindness, but Tzipe Sefrank now, and as he pointed out, no simon kuches, that on Shabbos you don't even have the option of a tefillas nedarim, of a tefillas nedarim. Pretty heavy, heavy machlokes. No, in the past I've mentioned, you know, a person, for example, is performing the mitzvahs of the Seder, right? He eats matzah b'li haseba. Is a seba necessary? Of course, no. Psach mekuches. Is a seba liikuva? Very unclear. No. The Rosh is mefurish. A seba is liikuva. The briskera of Diuk and the Rambam, Reb Chaim, know that a seba is not liikuva in the mitzvah of matzah. Or machmer for the shita sarash. You eat matzah without a seba. You have to eat another kazayus a matzah. The haseba. You know, but the Talmud is a little unsure. No. He's heard of Psachim, he's heard of Kuvches. You know, he went to the right yeshivish, he's heard of the Briskarav, the whole deal, right? Okay. But not sure how we pass him. You know, not sure Lamahalach Lamaisa, what to do. So he's very fortunate, no? Lives next door to the Rebbe, no? Makos Daf Yud, no? Maglan Rabbi Imo, no? He lives right next to the Rebbe, no? So the Rebbe says, yeah, we are Macher for the Rosh Hashiti, you have to eat a Kazayis again with Haseba, except a Makom Rabbi, you don't do Haseba, no? You don't do Hasein. So, I would tell them, you know what? So eat another Kazai Samatza B'li Haseba because you ate a Kazai Samatza B'li Haseba, right? Or would you say, nah, come on, you know, like, Lo Yarvi Aklum? I say, Lo Yarvi Aklum, when you ate that original matzah, you're Chayiv and Haseba. And now, you're not Chayiv and Haseba. I say, Boshub Shat, no? So, of course, you have to go ahead and eat again without Haseba. Or maybe not, maybe that Kiddush. In the Sefer Zikaron of Rosh Morozovsky in Simon Chavav raises the following issue. The guy davens with such great hislavos on Yom Kippur, Gavaldik. But you know, he didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh. He said HaKal HaKadosh. And it wasn't even apprised of this until like Motzei Yom Kippur, where HaMelech HaKadosh is no longer an option. Right? Can you apply the Svarv Tosus of Lo Yarvi Aklum? Or would you argue that, no, what do you mean? HaMelech HaKadosh is so fundamental, you're not Yotzei the Tefillah. You're not Yotzei the Tefillah. In which case, you have to daven again with HaKel HaKadosh. With HaKel HaKadosh. There's a fascinating machlokes. We say, Mashi Baruach, we stop saying Mashiach Baruach on the first day of Pesach. But you know, let's say Minhag Ashkenaz, whatever, we're going to say it until the Hachraza. You know, because it really isn't, so we're going to wait until Tefillah's Tower. We're not going to announce before stop saying. Or even according to the Minhag, let's say a guy daven shachris. A guy daven shachris. And he already stopped saying, Mashiach Baruch. It's the first day of Pesach. Stop saying Mashiach Baruch. So what's the story? What's the story? You know, Mishnah Berurah writes that you wouldn't be chosen. You wouldn't be chosen. It is the first day of Pesach. And you stop saying Mashiach Baruch, even though he was supposed to wait. But okay, prematurely, you stop saying it. You're not chosen. But that's not so obvious. That's a big machlokas apostle. Sefer Chaim writes that you have to be chosen. You have to be chosen. If in Shachris you didn't say Mashiach Baruch, it's like you didn't say Mashiach Baruch yesterday. So you're obligated to be chosen. Oh, but the same thing, chosen. The guy doesn't know what to do. So after davening, he'll ask the Maradas, what do I do now? What do you do now? Already, this is after Tfilas Tal. You're not going to say, what are you going to say? Mashiach Baruch. Of course you're not going to say Mashiach Baruch, no? So you're going to daven again without Mashiach Baruch because you daven without Mashiach Baruch. No one could envision many different nuances of the Shaira, right, the Tosis and the Rush, and realize that they're not necessarily Habatalia. What you hold of one, you can hold of the other, or maybe you can be Mechalik between one and the other. Maybe what's true of the Alav Yavo is not true of Atachon Antano, is not true of Mashiach Ruach, is not true of Akal HaKadosh, certainly not true of Heseva, right? In every case, you have to kind of analyze. Is this Halacha so built in that ad kedei kach there's no yitzias and chavasa without, in which case repetition is necessary for the root mitzvah, or do you know, in all these cases, it's a tosefes? In which case, if yes, you can make up, but if not, then not. So in every case, one has to assess individually. In which case, I'll just conclude with Akasha. Tosus writes, like as a Devar Pashut, that the Chiddush of Yalav Yav Yalkum is against the Rif. But the Rif wasn't talking about Yalav Yavo. The Rif was talking about Atachon Antano, right? So just a fascinating Ha'ara. Why is that necessarily against the Rif? How do you know what's true of Yalav Yavo is true of Atachon Antano? Maybe one could argue that Yalav Yavo was just a separate Chilas Kan. So don't be close there. But if you really mess up the order of a tefillah schov and a tefillah tashlumin, that's mikra hadin lo yatsa. Or maybe one could argue the other way. Maybe the seder kedima of chov and adav is not so essential, and yalav yavo is something which is the ikuva. But Tosus assumes Devar Pashut, which is true of one is true of the other. That's food for thought, no? Why is it necessary? How about Talia? Why couldn't one argue that, yeah, you're right, in the broadest sense, the same issue is at stake. Is it intrinsic? Is it extrinsic? Is it inherent? Is it supplementary? But who says that because you weigh in on one, it's true of all the other cases? Maybe the Atachon Antano is different than Yalav Yavo. It's different from the Saint Talamata. It's different from Akal HaKadosh. It's different from Mashiach Baruch. And each one, the Chora, one should judge. So that's a Chiddush that Tosus assumes that it will be inconsistent to split psak and to argue like the Rif when it comes to Atachon Antano, and not maintain that when it comes to Yalav Yavuan Rosh Chodesh. Something to think about. Why Tosus felt that must be indeed cases of Hobat Ayah. But the fascinating din in all these cases, right? This particular din, Chiyuv Azkara, is a considered part of Cheftes Shel Tefillah, right? With the Nafkaminas and the many, many different applications. One day Rosh Chodesh, 2 day Rosh Chodesh, of the Sfar of Tosus, that when it comes to Yalav Yavo, at least at times, one can apply the principle of Lo Yarvi Hakol.